Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Jesus promises laughter to be a part of God's reign into our lives. Godly laughter is a guaranteed consequence to the good news of Christ's kingdom, which has crashed into our world. Laughter is an involuntary response of the body. Giggling, roaring laughter are wordless but audible celebration. We can't really decide that we are going to laugh. Something must tickle our funny bone. It can be a relief of stress right after a close call with danger. Laughter can come when we clearly see how foolish we can be. When we release the stress of confronting the truth that makes us feel uncomfortable about ourselves. Laughter can result from the discovery of irony around us. Two things that you wouldn't expect that come together. A juxtaposition of incongruities. But in the same sermon, Jesus tells us that there is a laughter that should be turned into mourning and weeping. Laughter that needs to stop. This laughter is a laughter that comes at the expense of others, mocks others, celebrates another's demise or destruction. Jesus wants us to cultivate a godly sense of humor. You'll remember Abraham and Sarah. They laughed at God's promise that they would have a child in their old age. This is the laughter of unbelief, a mockery of God, for his good news often seems like foolishness to our ears. When their son is born, their home is filled with laughter and joy. And God names the child Isaac, which means he laughs. God reminds them by his name that he gets the last laugh as he gives joy to Abraham and Sarah. You'll remember when Jesus tells those who are mourning the death of a young girl that she's only asleep. They laugh in unbelief and Jesus' apparent cluelessness that she's really dead, not just asleep. But Jesus silences that evil laughter by raising her from the dead and brings godly laughter and celebration of a life restored. It is an evil laughter when we make fun of other people, when we ridicule others, when we enjoy seeing others fail or harmed. This kind of laughter is a poison inside of us that spills out for others to see and to hear our callousness and our cruelty. This sinful laughter in our lives is what Jesus wants to stop and transform into a godly sorrow. Sadness for others, empathy for others that are inclined toward evil, that we would pray for them. Compassion for others who suffer the consequences of their own bad choices and living, as we all do, with bad choices, living in a sinful world. The preacher in Ecclesiastes says that there is a time to weep and there is a time to laugh. God wants us to give, he wants to give us the discernment to know when and how to laugh. There's a time to mourn our losses, and there's a time to be grateful for what we have been blessed with, even if it seems cut short. There's a time to feel godly sorrow for our sins, the way we've brought harm to others and ourselves. But there's also a time to celebrate a change of heart and repentance. There's a time to stop evil laughter, and there's a time to cultivate a sense of humor that's God's sense of humor. There's one explanation of why Orthodox Jews wear the yarmulke, or the skull cap, that I like. The explanation goes like this. It's a reminder of God's abiding presence, like a palm resting on the back of our heads, as God looks down on us and chuckles to himself and says, "You silly human being." To take God more seriously, but ourselves less seriously, to laugh at ourselves. In Psalm 2, God laughs at us when we boast of our human strength. "He who sits in heaven laughs," the psalmist says. God thinks it's funny when we make plans, but we don't add those words, "Lord willing." And we don't consider the brevity and frailty of human life. The most striking example of evil laughter in the scripture being transformed into godly laughter is when Jesus is crucified. Those who crucify Jesus mock him. And they even put a sign over his head in mockery of him to make a joke of him that says, "King of the Jews." But 3 days later, God adds his own punchline. When Jesus rises victoriously from the dead, he is not merely King of the Jews. He's the Lord of lords and the King of kings, reigning over heaven and earth and even over death itself. The average person laughs 17 times a day. If we were to laugh 100 times today, it would be the equivalent of 15 minutes on the treadmill. Laughter is good for the body. It's good for the heart, and it's good for the soul. Research suggests that laughter strengthens our immune systems, boosts our moods, diminishes our pain and the damaging effects of stress. Proverbs 17:22 even says, "A joyful heart is good medicine." Laughter may be the best medicine in the Lord. Here we have the promise of laughter from the lips of Jesus himself. "You will laugh." In Christ, we have the joy that transcends all of our sorrows. We receive a love that is deeper than any heartbreak. We have a celebration of lives transformed by the powerful reign of God. Today is All Saints Sunday. We cherish the memory of loved ones who are no longer with us. We remember those who were not perfect. We even laugh as we tell stories about them and their quirks and their imperfections. And our laughter is heartfelt gratitude for having known them and the funny stories we share. Our loss is God's gain in heaven, and our joy of knowing that we will one day, laugh again with them again. God meets us in our sorrows and reminds us that there is more to laugh about in this life and in the life of the world to come. Sure, we act foolishly, selfishly, and sinfully, but Christ assures us that we have forgiveness. We do not know what we are doing Jesus says. We learn to laugh at ourselves, but also to celebrate God's mercy through the one who died and rose again. From the tomb, we see that it is empty. In the resurrection, we now laugh and dance, and we give shouts of praise. We can even laugh in the face of death and say, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, death, where is your victory?" In Christ, all of our tears will be wiped away, and we will have only just begun an eternal laugh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.